Hey there! Are you tired of guessing your way through existence? Searching for genuine power and undeniable truths? What if there was a clear, validated map to navigate the landscape of consciousness? Join us in this episode as I share the map of spiritual progress from Brian Gibbs. He is the founder of ConsciousnessCalibrations.com. He is also an advanced spiritual aspirant and student of Dr. Hawkins and his map of consciousness. Now, the reason I'm sharing this with you today is because the map of spiritual progress is a viable, proven, and free substitute for the copyright-enforced map of consciousness from Veritas Publishing. And Brian has made this map available to all of us so it can be shared, posted, or made available for download according to the Creative Commons license. And unfortunately, our hands are tied when it comes to discussing the map of consciousness, Dr. Hawkins' work, which really stinks because it's so valuable to us. And this is not to dismiss the map of consciousness, because the map of spiritual progress is an expanded version, a very interestingly expanded version of Dr. Hawkins' map of consciousness. I recommend both of them because they work and map together. So, I created a page at themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/MOSP. Or map of spiritual progress, all one word, where you can, I'll have a downloadable version of the map of spiritual progress, or you can simply go to consciousnesscalibrations.com. It's right there on his, accessible on his front page. You can find it super easily. So today we're going to discuss the map of spiritual progress a little bit more, and I'm going to discuss aspects of it that I really love and find interesting. And I'm going to expand on it with more episodes into the chakra system, because he incorporates the higher level chakras into his map. But before I get into today's episode, my name is Liz Garcia. I'm your happy host here at your weekly dose of higher consciousness and founder and editor-in-chief of the MindBodySpiritNetwork.com, which brings you this podcast. I'm also a teacher of consciousness and understanding where authentic power and reliable and proven truths exist for you to be the change you want to see in this world. I'm on a mission to help you raise your level of consciousness and align with authentic power on various topics related to transforming or shifting yourself in the realms of mind, body, spirit, health, personal and professional development, and spiritual growth. And today is no exception. So let's get started. So today we're diving into this exceptional tool that can really guide you and all of us on our journey, whether you're focused on your personal life, professional, or spiritual life. And it's the map of spiritual progress. And for those of you who wouldn't necessarily consider themselves spiritual, in reality, everything in life has a spiritual dimension to it, which is the more powerful, authentically powerful dimension that holds significantly more truths about who we all are at a higher level. So everything in life, whether you believe it or not, is spiritual in nature, in reality, because spirit is what created all of us and everything that is. So again, this map is a free substitute for Dr. Hawkins' copyright-enforced map of consciousness from Veritas Publishing. And my associate over at ConsciousnessCalibrations.com, Brian Gibbs, created this, and he's been doing, it takes a lot of practice to do calibrations and to align with truth and let the ego get out of the way and become a really clinically removed calibrator of consciousness. And if you listen to any of Brian's videos, I understand where he's coming from. I understand the energy that he's aspiring to become an enlightened individual for sure, which is a radical pursuit. And there is no ego in that, let me tell you. And other healers I've met in the past have said, I have no ego, which is not fully true, but I understand how they perceive it. But I can see, you can see in Brian that this is from the heart, the work that he does, and his interest in the radical pursuit of enlightenment is noteworthy. Let's just put it that way. Dr. Hawkins was an enlightened leader. He did reach enlightened levels of consciousness all the way up to 1,000. So it's rare that we have this consciousness on our planet, though we do. I mean, we do have, you know, anywhere from 6 to 18 people have been above 600, which are enlightened levels of consciousness, on the planet at one time since consciousness research began, when Dr. Hawkins, you know, started it, I don't know, 30, 40 years ago. He did it throughout his life. And he is no longer with us. He passed in 2012. So Brian did us all a favor and picked up the baton was passed so he can continue with calibrations so that we can, all of us can align with higher truths and authentic power by understanding the map of consciousness. So this map is inspired by Dr. Hawkins' teaching and a decade of spiritual work, which is Brian's spiritual work. And the map of spiritual progress is calibrated at a significant level at 840 due to its accuracy in describing higher levels of consciousness. So this is interesting to note. The calibration is saying this is of a high level of consciousness. Anything above 500 is, for most of us, for sure. And remember, these are logarithmic calibrations, so it's 10 to the 840th power versus, you know, 10 to the 200th power, which is where many of us are kind of operating in that area, below 200, above 200. Most of the planet is below 200. So just to put that into context again, it doesn't hurt to hear these things over and over again. And for new listeners, you're going to hear a lot of numbers and understanding the map. This is a map on a journey to how to improve your life, any area of your life. You got to figure out where you're at, where are you at, and where do I need to head? What's the map towards it? This is a pretty clear one. You can ignore it or you can learn to become aware of it. And I feel like this is something that we should all be taught as kids. Kids will get it because they understand, like, they want to go where the goodness is. And they want to follow the map to authentic power and truth. Yeah, in their heart of hearts. Most kids, right? Okay. So let's get back to understanding the map of spiritual progress a little bit more. And I'm going to do some episodes about the higher ends and the lower ends. We're not going to do that right now because it's a lot to do, but you can just go read it. But I'll go into it again so that we have it. I'll put my insights into what the map looks like and sounds like, feels like. So what do the calibrations mean on the map? Or, you know, Dr. Hawkins' map and this map. So in simple terms, it's a measure of the level of truth or consciousness. Let's just use them interchangeably. Truth and consciousness is the same thing. That's contained in anything from an individual to an idea, a movie, a book, or an event in history. The higher the calibration, the more truth it holds. Meaning, you don't, let's just say, if you were to study Zen Buddhism, that's a super high level of consciousness. It holds significant truths about ultimate reality and the spiritual dimension. Most of us are not there yet, not even close, when we're all still swimming around below 200 or just, you know, 25% of the planet calibrates above 200. So the pools that we're swimming in hold different levels of truth above 200 that we have evolved to understand, embody, and embrace. You're not going to embody and embrace high-level truths 600 or above until you like radically intend to pursue enlightenment as one, or if you've evolved as a spirit, you know, throughout all your lives, all dimensions to that level. So just understand, they're not, the higher truths are not better than others, because they just aren't. That's part of the deal. It's just a different energy, it's a different understanding, it's, they're different levels. So you got to understand, higher is not better, and it certainly isn't better if you're not ready for it, let me tell you. Okay, I've been there, I've been through it. It was harrowing to jump into high levels of consciousness with lower stuff running in me that's buried and I didn't know. So that's kind of my understanding of what I've gone through. Okay, so the map of spiritual progress is divided into several levels of consciousness, actually 21, there's 21 levels, and each level is associated with an intention or a quality of energy. And this is just energy. Let's let go of consciousness, which is super abstract for most people. How the heck do you spell it correctly every time? I never do, even though I've been doing this forever. You know, what the heck does consciousness mean? I've always felt like, what the heck is that? Especially when I was first introduced to it. I'm like, what? And I was like a deer in a headlight. My eyes rolled back in my head. I'm like, I don't want to talk about this. So to keep it simple, let's just talk about energy. Do you have the energy to get what you want, to be who you want to be, to do what you want to do? That's the bottom line. Where's the energy for all of that? So this map has five columns. Dr. Hawkins' map has six columns. It's a little bit different. And this one has, again, 21 rows, which represents 21 levels of consciousness. The 200 and above are all the higher levels. Everything below 200 are the lower. Same with Dr. Hawkins' map. So I just want to share a couple of examples today of a higher level. And I also want to share the fact that his columns read like this. The first column is called intention, which would kind of be mapped to what this level of consciousness is called, but he's saying this is the intention of this level. Then there's the calibration of the level. And then he's interestingly mapping the other three columns to a chakra, the crown chakra, the third eye chakra, and the heart chakra, which, according to consciousness calibrations, all calibrate above 500, which is the chakras for the spiritual dimension. This is your connection to the spiritual dimension. And according to Dr. Hawkins' calibrations and his book, Letting Go, The Pathway to Surrender, on page 33, he has calibrations of the chakras. So the crown chakra is a 600. That's an enlightened level energy field. The third eye is 525 and the heart is 505. Both of those are the spiritual dimension of love, those energy fields. And just interesting to note that Brian didn't map out the quality of all of the chakras because he's focused on the spiritual map. This is a spiritual map. He could probably do an overall map that included the other chakras, the other four chakras, which calibrate below 500, which does not make them, they're not less than, they're just different. They have different qualities. And I'm going to do, I think next time I do a main topic like this, we're going to talk about the chakra system just to introduce you to the basics of it. So I do want to give you some examples of some of the levels here. All right, so let's just look at one that, this is a good one. So the intention, the level known as forgiveness. Forgiveness on this map calibrates at 450. This is the intention. And in the crown, the energy is noble. In the third eye, the energy is independent. And in the heart, the energy is righteous, which is interesting because righteousness can be considered of lower consciousness. So it's a different type of energy consciousness, this form of righteousness. And it's a fine line between the high and the low. Let me tell you, you're like walking the fence between the spiritual ego and, you know, higher consciousness. So that's just one example. And then let's look at a lower one. Let's look at the energy or the intention of control, which is a good one to bring up because I just spoke about letting go of controlling others. It was in a book I shared recently about controlling others. So the energy of the, or the intention of control, this is actually helpful to tie in that book by Melody Beatty I just shared about codependency and letting go of controlling others. So the intention of controlling is 175. This is a lower level of consciousness. It's just self-destructive, downward pulling, and negatively oriented. In the crown, the energy of it is elitist. This is super interesting. As you hear in like on the news, the political elite? Anyway, if you're described as an elitist, you're not in great company. You're swimming in a pool of negativity and kind of vanity and pride. And then the energy in the third eye here is relativism. And in the heart, it's sentimental. And it is interesting to know that sentimental is of a lower level of consciousness. Just to understand, many of us are sentimental, not understanding it's a kind of a victimhood energy that you're projecting on others, whatever it may be, or you're kind of looking in the past, in your own past with sentimentality. It's a weak energy field, just so you know. So we're not going to go into that today. Those are just some examples. You can go to consciousnesscalibrations.com/map of spiritual progress and you'll find it. All right. So I encourage you to go check out the map because you can study it vertically to understand the unique kind of journey you're on in different areas of your life. And understanding this map isn't just an intellectual exercise, though, you know, where most of us are on the map of consciousness in general, it would be kind of a mentalization of things. It does have practical implications for your life, for sure, especially when you're willing to read it and recognize where you currently stand so that you can set intentions to elevate your consciousness, ultimately guiding your own spiritual evolution, which includes the evolution of your personal and professional life as well. So I'm going to invite you to check out the map and really look at it, really study it. Some of it is seemingly abstract. It's still abstract to me. And you may have to look up what some of the words mean. Like, I understand relativism, but it'd be nice to have it defined clearly. And see if you can figure out where you are on the map and what intentions you need to cultivate. Like, look at the higher levels of consciousness. What intentions do you need to cultivate to raise your level of consciousness in your overall life? So Every step forward on the map is a step towards higher consciousness, greater truth, and deeper spiritual understanding. Though Dr. Hawkins would say, our progress is not linear. You could be all over the map on different topics, and you're kind of the lava lamp of the whole thing. And remember, higher doesn't make it better. It just holds more truth in the spiritual dimension in general. So there was something else I wanted to say. What the heck was it? I don't remember. So you can go to consciousnesscalibrations.com, look at the map of spiritual progress, or you can go to the mindbodyspiritnetwork.com/MOSP, or you can do /map of spiritual progress, all one word. Well, I'll have it there as well, and I will create a downloadable PDF of it for you to have handy. You know, it's nice to have it printed out and hanging close by, so you can just keep reminding yourself this is really an energetic alignment with the truth and shoring up your own energy field. So you're going to stop being scattered and adrift in areas of your life and really more rooted into the truth of things. This is a grounding exercise as well. So that's it for today's episode. This is a main topic episode of your weekly dose of higher consciousness. As always, I thank you for joining me on this journey today. My name is Liz Garcia. I'll see you on Thursday for this week's 1001 Ways of Being of Higher Consciousness or Authentic Power. I'll see you then. Hey there, Lovey Lou. If you are new to your Weekly Dose of Higher Consciousness podcast or an avid listener, I have something just for you. I created a landing page with all of my playlists in one place. So for new listeners, I created a playlist called Foundational Basics. This is where you will want to begin to come up to speed on your understanding of the map of consciousness, a proven energy scale for realizing your ultimate potential by Dr. David R. Hawkins, and with where we are now. For avid listeners, I've created playlists for all of my popular topics like 1001 Ways to Be of Higher Consciousness, 1001 Ways to Let Go Of, those great higher consciousness quizzes that helps you test your intuition and develop discernment skills, tools for transformation, high vibe book recommendations, and my general main topics. You can find all of these playlists on the website at themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/podcast, or you can find it in the link below in the show notes. Now back to today's episode.